part 4, Questions Are the Answer. Questions are the laser of human consciousness. You can use their power to cut through any obstacle or any challenge. A well-placed question can change any aspect of your life literally in a moment. What's the primary difference between people who are successful and those who aren't? Quite simply, successful people are those who have asked better questions, and as a result, they've gotten better answers. When the automobile was in its infancy, hundreds of people tinkered with building them, but Henry Ford stood apart by asking, "How can I mass produce such a machine?" Millions in Eastern Europe chafed under the iron yoke of communism, but Lech Walesa had the courage to ask, "How can I raise the standard of living for all working men and women? What could I do today to make something happen?" If you were to let your imagination run wild, where might your questions really lead you? What is really possible for your life? Kids are the all-time champions of questioning. What could you gain by imitating the innocence and the curiosity of children who are completely determined to get an answer once they ask a question? Quality questions create a quality life. Businesses succeed when their decision makers ask the right questions about product lines or markets or strategic planning. Relationships tend to flourish when people ask the right questions about where potential conflicts exist and how to support each other rather than how to tear each other down. Communities benefit when leaders ask the right questions about what's most important and how can citizens work together towards shared goals. For whatever area of your life you want to improve, there are questions you can ask that'll provide you with the answers, the solutions that can catapult you and those you love to a higher level of success and enjoyment than you ever dreamed of. Do you need to ask questions about quality, about commitment, about contribution? There is no question that the capacity of our brains is phenomenal. In fact, it would take two buildings the size of the World Trade Centers just to house the storage capacity of your brain using today's technology. Yet without an understanding of how to retrieve and use all that's been stored, this potential power is useless. What enables you to get anything you want from your personal data banks, from that incredible brain, is the commanding power of asking effective questions. Often our failure to utilize our experiences is not a memory failure as much as it is a failure to ask the questions that would tap into our true abilities. The questions you ask yourself consistently will create either enervation or enjoyment, indignation or inspiration, misery or magic. So you want to ask yourself questions that'll uplift your spirit and push you along the path of human excellence. If you've repeatedly tried and, let's say, failed to lose weight, could it be that you're asking yourself the wrong questions? Questions like, what will fill me up, or what's the sweetest, richest food I can get away with today? What if you were to ask instead, what will really nourish me? What light, delicious dish could I eat that would give me some energy right now? Will this cleanse me if I eat this, or will this clog me? And if you're tempted to binge, if I eat this, what will I have to give up in order to still achieve my goals? Is it worth it? What's the ultimate price I'll pay if I indulge right now? A single change in the habitual question you tend to ask yourself can and will profoundly change the quality of your life. Questions immediately change what we're focusing on and therefore how we feel. Don't you have treasured moments in your life that if you focused on them again, you'd immediately feel wonderful right now? Perhaps it was a day when you moved out on your own, the birth of your first child, or a conversation with a friend that really helped you or touched you or gave you confidence to really shoot for the stars. Questions such as, what am I grateful for, or what could I be grateful for right now? What's wonderful in my life right now? If we really think about these and really entertain these questions, they can guide us to remembering these moments, allowing us not only to feel good about our lives, but also to contribute more to those around us. There's a big difference between an affirmation and a question. See, you can repeat affirmations like, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, all day long. But it's not going to produce the same sense of certainty as consistently asking an empowering question like, what am I happy about right now? Or what could I be happy about now if I really wanted to be? And how does that make me feel? Rather than merely pumping yourself up, questions direct your focus and get you to come up with some real and compelling reasons to feel this emotion. Thus, instead of just stating a mere affirmation, you'll experience an actual emotional state change. That's something that's real and that can last. How can you immediately improve your life? By discovering and modeling the habitual questions of people you respect. See, if you find someone who's extremely happy, I can guarantee you there's a reason. And that reason is this person focuses relentlessly on what makes them happy, and they continually ask questions about how to be even happier. People who do well financially ask different questions as they look at an investment than people who produce meager rewards. So a new level of success in any area of your life is as close as a new question, a question you can model from someone who's already experienced that which you desire. Remember, ask and you shall receive. One of the main ingredients of success is the openness to receive answers. See, back when Walt Disney was creating his Magic Kingdom, he had a unique way of requesting input. He designated an entire wall to display all the stages of a project, and everyone in the organization was invited to post their answers to the question, how can we improve this? Thus, Disney gained access to the combined resources of a creative army, producing results that were commensurate with that level of quality input. See, you don't have to be at the helm of a leading organization to benefit from this tool. How could you cast your focus in new directions? What people do you interact with daily that could provide you with a wealth of resources if you only asked? The answers we receive depend upon the questions we're willing to ask. See, it's all a matter of discovering the particular question that'll help you access a more resourceful state of mind and emotion. For example, if learning and progress are important to you, then a question such as, how can I use this situation to do even better in the future, will be most effective in breaking any negative emotional pattern because you want to grow so much. With especially difficult upsets, you might have to ask, 10 years from now, will this really even matter? This often will break your pattern. To deal with relationship upsets, ask questions such as, what else could be affecting this person right now, and how could I help them? This is a quick way to resolve your differences and begin to express your compassion. A simple question that can make a huge difference was suggested to me by Leo Biscaglia. Many people know him as the Love Doctor. You see, when Leo was young, his father asked him every night, Leo, what have you learned today? Leo knew he better have an answer, and a good one. In fact, if he hadn't learned anything really interesting in school that day, he'd scurry for the encyclopedia. Decades later, Leo still won't go to bed until he's learned something new and valuable for the day. How could your life or your children's lives be immeasurably enhanced by adding this question or one like it to your daily routine? You see, all day long you're asking questions. Why not ask a better one? In what ways could you make this process as fundamental as eating or sleeping? At some point, you must stop asking questions and start taking action. Questions such as, what is my life really about? What am I most committed to? Why am I here? Are incredibly powerful. But if you agonize over getting the perfect answer to these questions, you're not going to get very far. Often, you have to just make a decision to go with the first gut-level response. This response to your question is usually the one you should trust and act upon. So in order to produce results, simply decide what's most important to you, at least in this moment, and use your personal power to follow through and begin transforming the quality of your life by acting upon the answers to these great questions.